to Couples Therapy in 7 Words. I am your co-host, Judy Alexander, and I'm here with my husband, Dr. Bruce Chalmer.
Well, hello, Judy, and hello, listeners. And this is a special episode of our podcast. I suppose we could call it the holiday shopping episode. Would that make sense?
I think it would.
Yeah, because we're going to talk about what we are saying is the perfect gift for individuals, really, but especially for people and couples, and that is...
Reigniting the Spark, Why Stable Relationships Lose Intimacy and How to Get It Back.
And that is a book that I wrote, and it came out this past year, and it's just the thing. Well, you know what? Actually, I was going to say it's just the thing for any couple, but I'm going to modify that a little bit. There are couples who probably wouldn't want to read this book. You know, it's a funny way of putting it. I was thinking about this earlier. I'm not Stephen King. Why do I even mention Stephen King in the same breath as this book?
I don't know.
Because there's elements of reading this book that can be a little scary for a couple. Mm. Because what this book does is it challenges you to tolerate the anxiety involved in making your relationship better.
Mm-hmm.
And if your relationship can handle that, then it's just what you need. You know, you might have a good relationship and it can turn into a great one. Or you might have a relationship that's having a lot of trouble and discover that by facing the things that you need to face, you can solve those problems and end up with a relationship that you really want to be in. But if you're in a relationship that feels like it's okay and you don't want to rock the boat too much, I will admit reading this book is maybe a little bit scary. So, you know, maybe in that case, you don't want to do it.
Yeah, I think some couples are perfectly satisfied to keep it at the stability level. And don't want to venture too far into that intimacy level because, like you said, that can be very scary.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what if somebody is saying, hey, you know, I'd like to expand our sex life. And that's a scary topic for a lot of couples. I meet a lot of them in my couples therapy practice where they just, you know, they'll say, I'll ask them, like, how's your sex life? And they'll say, you know, good. But then come to find out they don't talk about it. They've been doing the same thing for umpteen years. And they never talk about it. And when they are invited to actually think about it and talk about it, they often will say, actually, you know, I've been wishing that it would be different. I've been wishing that it would be better, but I don't know how to bring it up. And that often has reflections in other areas of their relationship. So, you know, reading this book is maybe just what you need, but maybe it's a little scary. So you might need to think about that. Of course, if you find that intriguing, even as an individual, I invite you to get a hold of the book. And while we're on the subject of how to get a hold of the book, let me mention that. You can search for the title, Reigniting the Spark, and the author, me, Dr. Bruce Chalmer, and you can get it at any bookstore. They can order it for you. You can get it on Amazon, of course, or Barnes & Noble and any of the big ones. And you can also find more about it at my website, brucechalmer.com/books. That's where you'll find information specifically about the book. Judy, why don't you read an excerpt from one of our reviewers?
Certainly. Here's the first one. All this unexpected togetherness can be challenging, but how do you keep love alive and well? Well, we're not going to try and give you expert answers. Instead, we want to introduce you to Dr. Bruce Chalmer.
Mm, and you know, I think what they were referring to in that particular review is the pandemic that we're still all going through as of this recording.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe by the time some of you hear this, you can look back and say, oh yeah, remember how hard that was?
Mm-hmm.
But we're right still in the thick of it. And talk about unexpected togetherness, you know, when people are in their pods. And often for many couples, that means just the two of them or maybe just the two of them and some kids. And that can be challenging to a relationship.
And speaking of relationships, I want to get back to something you were talking about earlier, you know, the scariness of intimacy. I would venture to guess that a lot of the couples that you see that have an affair involved, it's because the marriage has lost intimacy. And one part of the couple, one person in the couple is seeking that outside of the marriage because either they have forgotten how to get to that level of intimacy or like you said, it's scary and they might rock the boat and they might fear what their partner's reaction is going to be. So rather than rocking the boat in that relationship, marriage, let's say, or a long-term relationship, they go elsewhere to find something that's missing.
Yeah. Yeah. That does happen a lot, I have to say. It's not the only way that affairs seem to happen, but boy, it's a characteristic way. You know, mm-hmm. it happens a lot. You know, what I like to point out is stability is the roots of a relationship that holds it in place, mm-hmm. and intimacy is the energy for growth.
Yeah.
And what happens with lots of couples is because, exactly as you're saying, because intimacy can be scary, they tend to avoid it. And somebody does something, you know, when I talk about energy for growth, like a plant, you know, if you have a seed planted under a sidewalk, mm-hmm. if it's a living seed, it's going to try and crack the sidewalk if it has to or die trying. Mm. And lots of couples end up doing something that cracks the sidewalk. And often it is an affair. And maybe you wouldn't be amazed at the numbers of people I've had over the years in my office who've said, I never would have thought in a million years I'd cheat on my spouse. And yet I cheated on my spouse. And there they are sitting there. And often the other person will say, I never would have believed in a million years that if my spouse cheated on me, that I'd still want to stay in the relationship. And yet there they are trying to work on it because yeah. they're realizing there's something important there. There's something real, the bond they have. But there was something so seriously missing that something kind of had to blow up. Mm-hmm. And it is often affairs that do that. How about reading another excerpt from a reviewer?
Well, since we're talking about that, there's this review. Reigniting the spark is a wonderful exploration for any couple wanting to move out of stress and into trust, or from having a good relationship into having a great relationship. This book is for you if you want to create deeper connections with your partner while identifying what is getting in the way of joy and intimacy.
Mm, yeah, yeah, that it really is on point, isn't it? The mm-hmm. moving out of stress and into right. trust. That's, of course, a lot of what happens in couples therapy. But, of course, not merely for people who are in troubled relationships. You can discover things about relationships that, even if you're in a very comfortable and even, you know, pleasant relationship, there are levels of intimacy that can be amazingly rewarding, and you have to be able to risk the anxiety of bringing up what you want to bring up with your partner or even in your own mind.
Right.
And that's what this book is a lot about. You know, I want to differentiate this book from a lot of other fine books. There's lots of really great books out there that talk about relationships and how to improve relationships. And a lot of them will offer sort of rules or, you know, they'll have a way of viewing types of people or types of relationships, and they'll classify them and they'll give you rules for how do you handle this situation. You know, how do you fight fair mm-hmm. and how do you handle it if somebody is disappointing the other or whatever. I don't mean to be knocking those rules, but often what happens is those rules are what it looks like when a couple is already doing fine. And then they can, you know, this is what couples seem to look like when they're doing fine. So if you emulate those rules, then you'll be doing fine. It doesn't always work that way, because when you're really stressed, you know, when somebody is traumatized, you know, in some sort of state of near shock because they've just found out that their partner's cheated on them, or even if they're just terrified at bringing up something with their partner, they don't know if it's going to go over okay, mm-hmm. they're not going to remember the rules.
Yeah.
And often, you know, couples that are really stressed, if you try and teach them the rules, what happens is they end up fighting about who's doing the rules wrong. That is one of the ironies there. So this book, you'll find when you read it, it's not full of rules for you. We do have some guidelines in certain areas. You know, we kind of lay out some guidelines. But I've always tended in my practice to be very modest when it comes to saying that I know exactly what you should do. It's much more about helping you understand yourself and your partner and your situation, and then you'll know what to do.
Yeah.
So, I just think that's an important distinction.
Right. So it's not like one of those books where you have step one, step two, step three. It's not laid out like that.
It isn't laid out like that. And, you know, those can be valuable books for mm-hmm. lots of folks. Again, I don't mean to be dissing them, but there are reflections at the end of each chapter that help you apply what you've learned in the chapter to your own life. And I think that's very helpful mm-hmm. stuff.
And there are case studies too.
Oh yeah, indeed,
which I'm sure that people can identify with.
Absolutely, and that of course is why I included them. And you know, it's interesting. I've been in private practice. Well, you know this, and many of our listeners may know this. I've been in private practice now for coming up on 26, 27 years, something like that. And people have asked me over the years, "Hey, what's a good book about relationships?" And I have always felt, of course, now I've written one, and there are plenty other, as I say, very good books about relationships. But I've always felt one of the best kind of books you can read is a novel of all things. Now, why would I say that?
Novel.
Yeah, because actually engaging with people that seem to be real human beings, obviously in a novel, they're made up. But what makes for a good novel is they seem real. You can relate to them.
Absolutely.
As real human beings. And the example couples I give in my book are like that.
Yeah.
They're very realistic. They don't, they're composites because obviously for confidentiality purposes, I couldn't use real people, but they're all realistic situations. Everything that I talk about in the book, I encountered actually in my practice multiple times, really.
Mm-hmm.
And you can relate to those couples and apply your own life. You know, it's not going to be identical, but there are going to be ways that you can resonate to. And that is actually various reviewers have mentioned how helpful, the example couples are. And speaking of reviewers, let's hear another excerpt.
Happily married for 13 years, I wasn't sure what this book would offer to me and my spouse. This book is not just for people in troubled situations, but for anyone who is seeking a higher level of satisfaction with their partner.
Yes, indeed. And that particular review relates to the conversation, I won't say argument, I will say conversation, I was having with my publisher early on in the process after, the publisher had accepted the book for publication. And we were talking about the title,
mm-hmm.
and the main guy who owns the publication house I was going to say, how about couples therapy in 7 words? That's what we've named this podcast. And what he pointed out was, this book isn't just for people who need to be in therapy or who want to be in therapy.
Right.
Why not make it clear that these ideas are applicable to people? Anybody who wants to make their relationship better. And I had to agree, as is so often the case when you're working with people who know what they're doing, I had to agree that he was right and I was wrong.
Yeah.
And so we ended up with a title that really reflects that.
And that's what we're hearing from a lot of readers, is that it is just a way to deepen their intimacy. So like this reviewer said, you don't have to be in a troubled relationship to read your book. It just helps give you the language to talk to your partner and also to clarify what some of your feelings are when you're dealing in a relationship where, like you said, the intimacy can be a scary thing and it is difficult to approach that sometimes. So yeah, it helps give you the language and give your partner a way of connecting on a much deeper level.
So if you want to find this book, the title again is Reigniting the Spark, Why Stable Relationships Lose Intimacy and How to Get It Back. My name is Dr. Bruce Chalmer. It's the doctor's in part of the title if you search for that. And you can find that, as I say, anywhere books are sold. You can ask your local independent bookstore to order it for you. They can get it very easily. You can get it in the form of a regular old actual book on paper. By golly, they still make those, it turns out.
They still do.
And I like that one personally. You can also get it for Kindle from Amazon. So it's available as an ebook, and it's available on Audible as an audiobook. And I actually did the recording myself. So you will hear the person doing the narration on that particular audiobook really believes what he's saying on account of it was me.
The dulcet tones of Dr. Bruce Chalmers.
Exactly. And I had a lot of fun doing that. And I've done, voiceover work and stuff like that. So I had some experience. I'd never done an audiobook before. And it was a lot of fun doing my own. And thanks to the publisher who had lined up other people to do it. And I said, hey, how about if I can do it? And he listened to a sample, of course, and said, sure, why not?
Mm-hmm.
So it's available in all those forms. So our future episodes of this podcast, Couples Therapy in 7 Words, we'll go back to talking about some of the concepts in the book. We'll talk some more about why get married or as opposed to just living together. We'll have some more fascinating people to interview. I hope when you go to brucechalmer.com, if you move over to the podcast tab, there you will be able to suggest anybody you think might be a good person for us to interview on the program, and that could include yourself, so I hope you'll do that. Also, of course, hope you will rate us and comment and do the things that people do that help people find out about this podcast, because we've been getting more and more listeners each time, and I'm really delighted to say that, and we'd like to keep on expanding.
And if you have any questions that you'd like us to answer on regular shows, we take couples questions. We're not doing one today. But if you have questions about your relationship that you would like us to answer, send them to us at bruce@brucechalmer.com.
And so, until next time,
remember, be kind,
don't panic,
and have faith.